What's up, Chicago? That's right. It is Friday, February the 17th, 2017. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. We have an outstanding show for you today. Y'all know what it is. It's Praise Break Friday. You know how we do, and we always have... This is going to be something else here. It's Praise Break Friday, so y'all know how we do. We always have good conversation. But in the studio today, as always, it's your boy, your host, Mr. Daniel King, alongside my brother in mercy. Long time since you've been here on a Friday.
Hey.
The
hey.
One, the only, the good cardinal from the Second Baptist Church of LaGrange.
Bless you tonight.
Cardinal Michael Bernard Henderson. How are you, sir?
Doing well. We're praying for our other co-host.
Yes.
He has a few nails.
Yeah, he had to go to a few. Yeah, as my grandma said, fume.
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 Yeah. Nice.
He ain't funeralizing. He just had to go.
No, he just had to go.
Right. He just
fume. We're going to be funeralizing. That's a word we made up in the black.
Ain't it? Ain't it?
There's no such word as funeralizing.
It ain't. It don't really exist. Funeralize.
No, not funeralize.
Is that made up? The preachers made that word up too, I believe.
Yeah, we'll be. The
secretary of the church. Funeral.
We'll be funeralizing her. I mean, we just add a prefix. I want to keep it going.
Oh, my God. Anyway, you all, we have an outstanding show for you today. Today's conversation is going to be good. 9 surprises in worship services that make guests want to return. That's going to be good. 9 surprises in worship services that make guests want to return. I'm excited about it. Y'all should get excited about it, too. Look, we are ready to go. It's going to be an outstanding show today. Let me give you a rundown of how you can be a part of the show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1, and you can be a part of the show. Again, push 1, that gets you into the hands of our producer. She then gets you over to us, and then we can talk a little bit live on the air. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you are on social media, so are we. Simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you there. If you want to tweet the show, you can tweet the show. It's been a while. You've got tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We'd love to hear from you that way. If you want to email the show, he say something is wrong with the volume. Something wrong with the volume where?
For mine. I'll take Jesus for mine.
He say something wrong with the volume. I don't know how nothing could be wrong with the volume, but he say something is wrong with the volume. I'm not sure what they're talking about. On Facebook Live, something's wrong with the volume? Yes, there's something wrong with the sound. Everybody keep telling me something's wrong with the sound. I'm not sure what that could possibly be, but we're going to get it worked out. We'll go out and come back in and see if that helps you all out. Tanya, check on the Facebook volume for me, see if you're getting the same thing everybody else is getting. If you are on the live stream's up and running, Ustream.tv. Ustream.tv, do a search there for Taking Limits Off with Dana and Devon. You can find us there. Facebook Live, she says there's an echo.
Okay.
Is the echo coming from, are you on the thing live right now on your phone?
Oh, am I?
I'm assuming that's what it is, because he on his phone live while we talking.
Nah, it's over now.
Okay, so we'll find out if that was it. I don't know if that was it or not. If you
treat him so bad.
Facebook.com/TTLO Radio, that will get you there. Also, if you want to email the show, we got our access back. Email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. iTunes, download the podcast. Simply go to your iTunes account, go to the podcast section, do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. Okay, y'all in Facebook, y'all, we're going to check on that to see if the volume is working, yes or no.
All right.
We're going to find out shortly. Somebody going to tell me something in a minute. Bless the Lord. Did I hit everything? I feel like I skipped something. I got the Twitter.
Telephone number.
I got the
Twitter,
telephone number.
Face of this book,
please fix sound. She's still saying, they're telling me to please fix the sound.
What does that mean?
What is wrong? Let me see what y'all are talking about, because they have something on. Okay, let me see what is going on here. We gonna get it fixed in. Oh, it's like going in and out. I see what y'all talking about. It's like a bootleg echo. All right, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to end this live stream, and then we're going to come back in, and I'm going to give y'all a fresh live stream. So y'all go out. I'm going to come back in. I'm going to just give a new one, and then we'll come back in, okay? All right. So we're going to end that stream on Facebook Live. I think it was just the way the connection is set up. So it should be good in a moment. We're going to – Lord, that was loud. We're going to redo that in one moment. But anyway, my brother – how you going? How you doing, sir?
We going good. How about you?
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Anything new going on in the Cardinals world?
No, we just listen. We hit it. Funeralized my aunt.
Oh yeah.
On Tuesday.
Now this was your mother's sister.
Only sibling.
Only. Oh wow.
Only sibling.
Only sibling.
Only sibling. Only sibling.
Okay.
Only sibling.
Okay. Wow.
And found out that she had stage 4 breast cancer. Not breast cancer. Lung cancer.
Oh wow. Okay.
And it just took her down very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was that. The only way we made it through, because I was acting a fool, probably. you know, at the end, you know, y'all believe in repasses. And I told them, we don't have no chicken meat, no green to the beans, no potato salad. I say, either you go over to Priscilla's or Nasty McAuliffe's. That's exactly what I said. No McAuliffe's. But, yeah, that's exactly what the crowd did.
So, you need so much help.
No, we ain't no re. You know, I want no repass. Don't become a. I don't want you in my house.
Okay.
You ain't going to my mama's house. She live on the third floor. My cousins and them live over, as I call it, the upper low income houses over off of Seeley and Jackson.
Uh huh.
They weren't going over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then my. Aunt's daughter lives out south, so they wasn't going over there. So therefore, y'all go home.
Wow.
Yeah, be the creep. So yeah, that's what that's the going on. So and they're trying to do our homework for this doctorate that's getting on my nerves. Is it still doing
that? No, that was the old one. I'm trying to get to the new one. I'm listening to you.
Yeah,
so you get how was the doctorate thing coming?
Mm-hmm. Stay on my child.
Well, see, let me ask you this, because this is something you wanted to do.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So you know you don't get much sympathy when you go do something you wanted to do.
Well, I think it's the whole thing of trying to. Is it still acting a fool?
Yeah, it really is, and I'm really trying to understand why. What's going on? It's something on Facebook, y'all. It's not us. It's not something that we doing. It's something on Facebook. So we'll get it together shortly. But go ahead.
But something that I wanted to do, but it's the whole idea of getting your mind wrapped around doing all these papers and this, that, and the other, and la 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 la. So, but otherwise, hey, all is well with my soul. I can shout hallelujah.
Oh God. So let me ask you this.
Sure.
Did you happen to catch any of 45's press conference?
A little bit
on yesterday. I don't want to disrespect the office of the president.
Yes.
But he is a stone fool.
Well, you know, I think it is. First of all, whoever does his makeup. That pancake number 45, y'all just give back to Little Richard. Get that pancake 45 back to Little Richard,
so
please.
So
okay, give him back, give that back to
I'm
him.
So right
and when I tell you he is Ernst, he is a giant peach in Gaffney. That's Ernst.
Oh God.
When he said that something about the talks are real but the news is fake.
Right, right.
How is that so?
Yeah, he said the leaks are real, but the news is fake. And I love the reporters making him stay on message. It was like, so we want you to reiterate that. So you're saying the leaks is real, but the information from the leaks is fake. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No sense at all. None.
Now, I heard today that that he did something else with the person of Jewish descent.
Mm-hmm.
Just
one more time, you guys trying to watch on Facebook. We're gonna try to get the sound fixed. We're gonna go out and come back in again. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. I think there was someone of Jewish descent who was trying to ask him a question of the day or something or another. I don't know what happened with that.
Right, right.
But now the question of the day is, has he turned over all his business ventures?
No.
Okay.
No, he signed that fake let me get back on this microphone because people can't hear me.
He signed that that fake blind trust. But technically, he has not. The only way you can officially do that is to take your name off of it, which they gave us the long excuses early on that his vast businesses are far too much for him to remove himself completely.
And they knew this, right?
Well, yeah. But they knew this and voted for him anyway, though. And just like the other day, Kelly Conway told the people, go buy Ivanka's stuff at the which you can't do. Go buy her stuff, and then
at the Dollar Tree.
Right, and then, well, no, actually, her stuff is it at JCPenney?
No, it was at Marshall's.
It's at Marshall's. Yeah, Ivanka Trump. Okay. Now I want to know what of her stuff she what do she wear her own stuff? Because I just don't see her. I don't see her in the Trump stuff. I mean, in the Marshall Field stuff.
No,
not sorry,
no,
in the Marshall's. I said Marshall Field, bless me. You know I'm from Chicago. You know I'm from Chicago, and you still saying Marshall Field.
Yeah, I am under the solemn oath, and I'm not speaking ill of him. Impeachment.
They say that's coming. At some point, it's going to come.
Yeah, because when Flynn left, I said, uh-oh, here it comes. Okay, let's see what happens next. So, yeah. So God bless
and
him.
Then he had somebody else turn down a position. Somebody else turned down a position the other day. The general, somebody he wanted for, I don't know if it was the National Security Advisor or something, he turned it down. He said, no, man, I'm staying with my family. I'm good. Pretty much meaning, I don't want no part of this mess.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, God.
Now I'm persisting with this about us going out to vote in the next year and a half for our senators and our representatives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That can change. I mean, that can do some drastic change.
Mm-hmm.
And also the question is, who's going to run against him in the next 3.5 years?
That's a good question. And what I don't know is African Americans are liking Cory Booker.
Okay.
They love Cory Booker right now.
Okay, that's
let me say it this way. Everybody kind of likes Cory Booker right now.
Yes.
He is the name that's being tossed around. But outside of him, a Democrat? No. There's no name that's out there, that's actively out there. So, you know, I'm sure I think what the party is probably doing right now is sitting back and saying, well, let's just play it by ear. Let's see if he hangs himself.
Okay. Yeah. I see. If Cory Booker, if he could get the grassroots
right
thing going and the momentum going,
right,
then we could, you know, we would, you know, be able to see, because it's going to be in a few days anybody but Trump.
You right about that. Now you sure right about that. Now
anybody but Trump. So.
You sure right about that. I mean, it's really unfortunate that is crazy. But so let me ask you this. You weren't here. Did you happen to catch the Grammys? Because I want to ask, because you weren't here that Monday.
I saw a glimpse of it.
Uh-huh.
Just a glimpse. I didn't.
Okay.
I stopped watching. You know, those shows have gotten so obscure.
Commercial.
And commercial.
Uh-huh.
For lack of better terms. And I know Chance won.
Yes.
One or two or three.
Amazing performance where he kind of took the lyrics to How Great Thou Art and did something amazing with it.
Okay.
If you didn't get a chance, it's on YouTube, you can find it.
Okay.
Amazing performance. Actually, I think what I'm going to do is probably over this weekend, I'm going to download it and then upload it to our file so we can play it. I mean, took them folk to church.
Good.
That little boy.
Right.
Exactly. What is he, 23, if he that?
Yeah, if he that.
If he that.
I call him the Kit Kat fella. That's what
the camera. Hey, he get that check.
Heard that Beyoness.
Now, you know, some people were posting that she was that her performance was somewhat for lack of better words, demonic. because she's channeling some fertility goddess or something.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know, folk can be really deep, too deep.
But they celebrate Easter.
See, you know. Well, no, you know, we celebrate, it's Resurrection Sunday now.
Well, but now, the Before then, it was called Easter.
It was just Easter.
No, that's a fraternity. Was, anyway.
Right. So they upset about Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce.
I'm trying to tell people, look, the Beehive is crazy. Y'all just leave them folk alone.
But now I am still amazed at how, and this is no offense, I like her. How Adele has been able to come to these United States and just rack up.
You know what it is? One thing about this, about singing and, yeah. and the performing and everything is wonderful. But when you can just stand flat foot and sing.
Because we don't have them in those.
When you can, and we know Beyonce can sing. That's not even the question.
Yes.
But, you know, with Beyonce comes everything else. You know, as I do that, you know, all of this and
the earth thing.
You know, light shows and people jumping off of mountains and the fire and the burning. I mean, she got all this stuff in her performance.
Right.
Whereas Adele is just like, look here, give me the mic.
Let me just sing. Hello? It's me?
No, it's the hello from the other side, ain't it?
No, that's her.
Oh.
Hello? It's me. I've been wondering. That's the same song.
Oh, this is the same song. Oh, I thought you were trying to redo Lionel Richie.
See, no,
I know.
Hello, it's me you're looking for.
But ain't this like an offshoot of that or no? It's not meant to be an offshoot of that.
Well, now she's talking about from the other side, so maybe.
Now what other side?
He did. Yeah,
oh, is that what? Is that the?
I don't know.
Right, help. You know, help the slow people over here because we don't know. Help. I don't know what the meaning of the song is.
No, because see, Lionel Richie, hello, she was blind.
At least in the video, she was.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, so you know, at least if a pretender, I don't. Well, you know, those videos back then, you know.
Hey, you know they don't do that anymore. You don't get good videos anymore.
No. And I try my best to side them, but I enjoyed the video.
You know what it is? The record. What I found is the record companies spent so much money on those videos, and the artists probably said, because we found out if you watched any of the New Edition story, and if you listen to any of these other Where Are They Now and type stories, you know, those videos are expensive.
Very.
You know, I remember when, you know, people talk about how much Thriller cost. Like, we just saw, like, a matter of fact, a couple of days ago was the anniversary
of Thriller.
Yeah. And how much money it costs to make those videos, and the record company, the labels recoup that before you get paid.
Oh yes.
So at some point the artist probably said, I'm good, or they get someone to produce their own, and they started producing their own out of pocket videos.
Or they start putting them on YouTube.
Now you can get your own game. You can go get a camera for $3,000and pay somebody to hold it and make your video.
Unless you did stuff live. Because I would love to know how much the Remember the Time video cost.
Oh, you mean the one when he was over there with Eddie Murphy and
y'all signing,
well, they said those were, I mean, because of the special effects alone were ridiculous.
My God.
Yeah.
It was one.
I bet you remember.
One of the best lessons. I like Thriller, you know.
Right. No, Remember the Time.
I remember the time, baby.
When Mike passed away, when Michael Jackson passed away, I was in my office. And, you know, the rumors went out that he had passed. And then we did everybody, because TMZ put it out. But TMZ was right, though.
Yeah.
TMZ put it out like 2 hours before CNN did it.
Right.
And then finally, they put it out. I had these speakers that's in here now, these surround sound speakers that be bumped. I had them in my office at work.
Okay.
I turned up, remember, they had everybody in the office bumping.
That video from beginning to end.
Oh, God.
When he did the little thing and got down.
Uh-huh.
And when he came over there. And he started speaking in tongues in the air.
You know what? It was he was speaking in tongues.
He was calling folk tots. Anyway, tots, yeah. But, Beautiful.
Oh, God. We're going to try this Facebook Live one more time, y'all. In the meantime, we're going to take a real quick break. Since I got the my good Cardinal in here, I got to play choir music. Y'all know how he is.
You know, I enjoy it.
He got to have what he called church music.
That's what it is.
So I'm going to go on back, give him a little bit in here, and we'll be right back, y'all. Nope, this one right here. There it is. Be right back. TTLO.
waiting for something else to happen. What you working with? Tap your neighbor and say, what you working with?
The producer had to put us back in check a little bit. She said, look, it's Praise Break Friday. She said, I don't know what y'all doing.
Hey! Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I better stop that
because
I get the citizenship right. You know, you can't play with it. You, play
you ain't preached it 2 weeks?
No, I
was
at the studio.
No. Oh, you mean you got happy of it.
No, for real.
That's what this area. I think we're gonna get some new tile put
this
right here.
We're gonna
call this this little stage area back here. We're gonna call that the shouting area, right?
Baby, I'm gonna start hollering. Go ahead. I'm gonna have to go down the stairs.
Be like what's this the song with Shirley Caesar where she said he was out there playing and then caught it for real.
Yeah, they ain't playing this time. I met with mama. I jumped on the bed. Hold me! I ain't running the house. Mama said that outside playing with it all. Is that a wax fire? She ain't playing this time. Yes, my baby.
We sat this guy on the block. Oh my God, I love Fred. Fred McKinney was his name, and Fred had Down syndrome.
Okay.
But Fred knew the word. And Fred was the preacher on the block.
Also now.
Oh my God, Fred, you saw him. You saw him on Wednesdays. On Wilcox. He would walk from his mama's house, to the church, Bible in hand.
What church?
It's not St. Michael's, but it was over there on the west side. So it was like maybe three or four blocks. St. something right over there off of Keeler and. I can't think of the name of the church, but he literally would. I don't know if it's still there now or not, but he literally would walk, and you see him Wednesday night, then Sunday morning, him and his mama walked. You see him with a suit on. I mean, and then when he come home, he gonna give y'all the word. Now, mind you, he could barely talk
word for word.
Yes, but he could barely get words out. But you knew what he was saying.
Yeah.
And then if he got happy, he started baptizing folks.
I love it.
Have full service on the board.
Yes, sir.
Fred made me a deacon when I was about 10. And I mean, when you talk about doing the baptism, he was for real. Like, put your hand across. All right, cross me, put your hand across. And then we didn't have no water, so he was just holding people down.
Wait.
And then the folk that he knew was real bad, he hold him down a little longer. He's like, you ain't ready. Oh, my God. I remember so mad. That used to be, and Fred is now, Fred is older than me. So Fred might have just made 46 or 47 years old.
Bless his heart. Bless that.
And I'm still going to church. It's just amazing. I don't know. It's so many different things that cause Down syndrome or whatever. But his mind understood what he was taking in.
It was his ritual.
Yeah, and he was smart though. His thing was because of the Down syndrome, he just could not. His speech was impaired.
Yeah, okay.
But he was smart. Could write. I mean, handwriting was pristine. I'm like, wait a minute. So like, ain't nothing wrong with this boy. He just can't talk. What's wrong with y'all?
Right.
Cause y'all the crazy ones. But man, you talk about some, and then he kept a handkerchief in his pocket.
Yes, sir. Come on through here.
He had it and get the wiping. And his favorite line, it must have been whatever his pastor used to say, was, I just want to walk a while with you.
Go ahead. Now, don't be damn it. Hey, let me walk a while with you.
He said, let me just walk a while. And when he get good, he said, I want to walk a while. I said, what the
hell?
Fred, hey.
Go ahead.
Hey, Fred used to take us all in. We'd have church. We'd have church in the morning. We'd have church in the afternoon. We'd play hide and go seek. Fred, time for church? No, Fred. We finna play hide and go seek. Fred, time for church? No, man. We want to play red light, green light. Time for church? No, Fred.
He said, church.
Right. And then when we all sitting around bored, Fred, time for church. Okay, Fred, come on. Take it, come on. He, okay, be right back. Go get his Bible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then look, because he knew we couldn't understand him, he would open up the Bible. Okay, read. He would make us read the scripture for him, and then he'd say, okay, sit down. Now I preach.
Yes, Lord.
And in his Bible, I remember this like it was yesterday. In his Bible, he had notes. He had notes. That's why Down syndrome, my foot.
I want to walk a while with me.
That used to be the good stuff. Look, y'all, I know Facebook Live is a fool today. We don't know what's going on. If you want to watch the show, I guess you know what I should do this. Tanya, do me a favor. Grab the link from the Ustream page and put the link for the Ustream page onto the Facebook page. And we can get them on that way. So y'all, those of you who want to watch the show, Ustream.tv. If you got a phone, go download the Ustream.
Hey, come on, walk wild with us. Come on, walk wild with us. Y'all
And well, let me ask you this, because it's been a while since it's just been me and you on the show. What do you have a favorite sermon? I know you've been preaching a long time.
My favorite sermon that I preach or somebody?
Do yours.
Oh, one of my favorite sermons that I preach is called When the Glory is Gone.
Ooh.
Wow. And Second Baptist hasn't heard me preach that one yet.
Oh, wow.
But that's one of the sermons I love. I love that one.
Where is it coming from?
It comes from when Ichabod was born.
Oh.
In First Samuel.
Oh, okay. Old Testament.
Yeah.
Okay.
The glory is gone.
And
it said, his name shall be called Ichabod because it means the glory has departed from this place.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like a sermon that I didn't steal it from Uncle Stephen. Now, can I call you a Christian?
Ooh.
That's in the book of Acts.
Can I call you a Christian?
I can call you. If you have these attributes, I can call you a Christian.
That's good.
I have a couple of more.
That's good. But
I'm working on one called Hidden Figure.
But When the Glory is Gone is the one that sticks out right away, because that's the one you...
When the Glory is Gone is another one, The Autopsy of a Dead Church.
Oh, wow.
Revelations.
Oh, wow.
Those three...
Okay.
Sticking. If you were to call me up, I probably got about five or six of them. If you were to call me up out of the room, the next thing you would hear would be that a rhythm. Come on. I said,
"Now, do you?" I'm glad you went there. Do you do that when you go out to other folk churches?
I most certainly do.
So, all the time, or if the choir sung something very.
I may ad lib on to it.
Okay.
Then that's not every time.
Okay. But if the choir that preceded you didn't bring what they were supposed to bring, then you go. And is it the same one? Or is it always Father, I stretch my hand to thee?
Father, I stretch one of those two. Or God. It depends on the congregation. If it's a young congregation,
right.
I may start off with How Great Thou Art, and then go into How Great.
Uh huh.
Is our God? How they go into that from a young people?
Okay.
But, yeah.
Oh God, that's good.
Wait a minute. How is different?
Matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that because we spoke to Devon the other day and he said he wanted to know when we were having our outing because he said when y'all schedule it and he was like and I got the tab. I said, well, bless the Lord.
Tomorrow.
Oh God.
There's no day better than the and Cornelius, listen.
We're trying to work it out.
You know what, it has to be on like a Friday or a Monday because I know Paul picks up his daughter on Wednesday.
He can't go anywhere on Wednesday.
And then we have Bible classes on
Wednesday night, so it's hard to go out and then turn around and come back to Bible class.
Mondays will probably be best because Mondays are slow days.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, we'll work it out.
Yeah, not this month I got class.
I don't know when it's going
to
be.
But we got to do it before Lent.
So are you participating in Lent?
I always participate in Lent.
Oh.
Matter of fact, we have a Lent devotion. And
Lent devotion.
Well, a Lenten devotion. What happened?
Devotion.
A friend of mine, Joe Albert Bush, out of the Bronx, New York, has a mission field called So Send I You. And what we do is different preachers have written living devotions.
Okay.
In this particular I'll bring you all one too.
Okay.
And yeah, good. And you and Paul's can do me a favor, because what they ask for is that you give $1 for 40 days.
Okay.
And goes directly to foreign missions. Directly to foreign missions.
Oh wow.
So I'll bring one of those. And then maybe when I come here in the opening up, I'll read one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we can just talk about it just a little bit, and then we can go on to our many different destinations, if you please.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I am participating in the I'm thinking about what I need to give up. maybe some sugars and something or another. So y'all, you pray for me, I pray for you.
Wow,
you
know? That's good.
Love is
that's good.
Genuine. Yeah.
That's
so,
good.
Yeah. Now, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good, despite a bunch of crap mess.
Yeah, I heard you were a little upset on Monday.
They whispered, conspire. They told their lies. Got faith in me. I get it. We're not wrong. We're not in. Yes, sir. My character,
oh, God.
My integrity.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. I'm good. No, I'm good. I'm good. I thought about that. That's why I asked you about the sermon when the glory, and you said when the glory is going, that just hit me. I'm like, that's good. I like that title. I like that. But I went back over the last few days. I was just looking through some stuff, and the one that stuck out for me. I've been preaching as long as y'all, but the one that stuck out for me, my favorite sermon that I have preached, I went back and looked at, was there's something in the struggle. There's something good in the struggle. Yeah. Though that was one of my favorites. And then I preached one entitled "Something Good Has to Come Out of This."
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it has.
Yeah.
To.
Yeah.
I'll be taking that title. Thank you.
You can have it. You can have it. I don't charge. As you know.
Thank you. I'm taking it with
me. As Latanya said on many occasions, you need to find out how much you're supposed to get for doing these weddings and these
right, and these weddings
and these funerals. I need to find you. You need to find out how much.
Right, but I know we have talked. I know you all have talked about the senseless killing that happened.
Yeah.
Now it's amazing because the young boy that got shot over here on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
My cousins, my younger cousins, were showing it to me because it was on Facebook Live.
The one that they shot up the car.
Yeah, and shot the young girl.
Yeah, that was her shooting the Facebook Live.
So, and we talk about it, and people say we can do something about it if we want to. We talk about it, but the question of the day is, where are the guns coming from?
And please continue. When we had Apostle David Rogers on, he made mention to something that has always been rumored. There's always been speculation. There's always been speculation. No, Tanya, I was talking about better. Oh, never mind. There's always been speculation about these guns coming in on trains and stopping in certain areas of the South Side and people knowing exactly what time they come. And then these crates of guns are just being thrown off and people come and get them.
We said that. Yeah,
that's been said for years, but it's actually now starting to get some momentum. But what's so interesting is, you know, normally when there's some sort of thought like that, whether it be conspiracy or not, you can do an internet search and try to find something. You can't find anything relating to that this conversation, and it makes me wonder: is it being hidden? Is it being silenced on purpose? Because normally you can Google anything and get a hint.
Yes.
If you Google guns coming into Chicago on trains, and you get one blurb.
Yeah.
One.
But now we're not hearing anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get so it's like, well, where is the? And we talked about this. You know how what's the connection? To the rails, you know, what do, like, you know, Canadian National or BNSF or any of these other Burlington Northern, Santa Fe, that's being a BNSF. Those, you know, are they complicit in it, or is someone who works for them complicit in it? Because how do we know? We never knew And Parks talked about this when they was here, because Parks was like, I know, because I used to hit the freights.
Yeah, I was here with them.
You were here for that
day,
yeah.
They used to.
But he said they just knew. But you know, there's nothing on the side of these crates that on the side of these trailers
that say
guns here.
Yeah, because if you had to hit the freight, you got to hit all of them.
Right.
But now and then, the average Joe ain't got no money to buy no gun.
Yeah.
Not these kind of guns that these folks got.
Well, not only that, they're not even licensed to buy one.
Yeah.
They can't get they can't get the FOIA card.
If you have a felony, you can't.
Right. Right. So, yeah. Yeah.
So where's it coming from? But anywho, I am still under the impression that, and we can say this, but I still believe that there has to be and will be. I am for the mandatory curfew.
Are you?
I'm for it.
See, he literally looked. He and LaGrange.
No, listen. Let me tell you the reason I'm
for it. Don't affect him, none.
The reason I'm for it. I'm for it, I'm not for so much of capital punishment. I am for, if you're in jail, that you got to work in the hot sun.
I want to make sure you can see Tiger coming.
What's
you see that right there?
What? I don't know what to say. He
turned
on the TV.
He don't live here.
He don't. If they have to go in, if they be subjected to go into the house, shut down, and if you step outdoors, we going to put you on the streets in the hot sun. Yeah, they'll behave.
I can't agree with that one.
That's fine.
We can't go curfew. I get the frustration of that being the to me, curfew is the last resort.
Yes.
Like martial law. Curfew, last resort.
You come out your house, what you come out here for? You don't have no legitimate reason, go back into the house.
Well, and I guess it's one of those things where, you know, here's my situation. You really don't have to enact any new laws. Just take the ones on the book. Here's a real simple one you can I think fixes a lot of the problem. Loitering.
Number one.
Come on. I mean, for real.
I mean, if you get that together.
If you and me right now get in your truck or my car and drive down Madison Street and get past Cicero.
Yes. Get past.
Get past Cicero past going east.
Yes.
You're going to see folk just standing in front of businesses or whatever that don't work there.
Loitering.
For no reason. Loitering. And guess what? You cannot do that.
No.
You ain't doing nothing out here. This ain't like the 60s or the 50s when y'all was standing around the garbage can singing quartets on.
No. Like you said, loitering.
Loitering.
But then there's still, I don't care. No, I think it's still some areas still have curfews. I think some areas.
Yeah.
And because the businesses close, because of the businesses we want to go to close up at a certain time anyway.
Think about this. And the comparison always comes this way. I remember when people used to ask about, well, what's the difference between Oak Park and Chicago? Yolanda used to always ask that question. What's the difference between Oak Park and Chicago? And she would be like, well, why is it that when you cross Austin, it looks like a completely different world? Okay? So the thing is, because Oak Park doesn't tolerate it.
No, they enforce what they say.
You can go to, I mean, think about it. There are restaurants in Oak Park. There are fast food joints in Oak Park.
Yes.
But you can't stand in the parking lot of the McDonald's in Oak Park and like.
On Displays in Madison.
Or on Madison, period. That's Forest Park, Displays in Madison.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the one right there on Lombard. The one right when you cross Austin. You can't stand in those parking lots with your food and all that. But if you come to Laramie, you can sit out there all day long.
No matter. Got a quarter.
Right. Stand out there all day. You cannot do that anywhere else. And the thing is, if we take ownership of that, hold the businesses. I've said this over and over again.
Hold the business.
Account. Hold the businesses accountable. Look here, Doc. You want to keep owning this store? Get the traffic out from in front of your building.
Yeah. But, I agree with that.
Yeah, because that kills a lot of because now you're limiting the areas where those committing the crimes get to hang out.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then I think we still need to go back to the block club thing.
Well, that's something that came up at the last meeting that I went to, the community meeting I went to, was that they are trying to ignite the block clubs, especially in this Austin area, because it fell off. Like, you, there's still some blocks that have awesome block clubs.
Yes. Yeah, awesome. And you don't hear nothing about going on about
one of the deacons of our church, Deacon King. I think he's the block club president right over here behind Austin High School. That's his. And actually, they made him, they combined two blocks, because I've came over and done the music for their block club a couple times.
Okay.
And they out there like, and I mean, it's, and you never hear about anything happening on those two blocks. Now, the two blocks before and after them, all hell break
it's
loose.
A whole other different story. Right?
But you can't do it on their block.
Don't bring it over here.
Why?
If so, because they listen, they're washing out.
Yeah.
There's something going on. So yeah. Yeah. And as I still say,
mm-hmm.
about the lack, gonna be my paper, about the lack of intercultural, interpersonal skills, fellowshipping with one another.
Yeah.
Letting everybody know what's going on with you, what's happening in your household.
Yeah. That's what you know, we fellowshipping with neighbors, fellowshipping, and
yes.
then churches.
Yes.
Fellowshipping. You guys are doing it fine out there, because it's not a lot of, well, there's quite a few churches in LaGrange, between LaGrange and LaGrange Park. There's quite a few. It's not like in Chicago, of course.
No. But
you got about, right, but the majority of you all know each other at some point.
I'm part of the ministerium. So,
okay, so.
The only
church. The ministerium.
The ministerium. The LaGrange Park ministerium.
Is that a real?
That's yeah. It's majority.
Oh, right,
yeah,
right.
But we know each other.
Right.
We call my first. Hey, Michael. Hey, Carly. Hey, baby.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, yo.
And then you probably run into people because you live out there, so you probably run into people in Walmart or Target or wherever you go. I mean, restaurants.
Yes.
Especially over at LaGrange Road. I mean,
yes.
You can't help but run into somebody.
Yeah. People. So, and I think that is a. Maybe that's a misnomer of what's not going on around us.
Yeah.
That the pastor drives in. But then if you drive in, excuse me, at least the people know you are here.
Right. If you it does you no good to like even if you come in, like even if you do drive in, like say you were driving in from LaGrange,
mm-hmm.
right? And you were coming here. It does no good for you to drive in, park your car, and then you come and sit in your office.
No, I'm going to Shine. I'm going to Shine King, get my shoes shined.
Right. And
because, see, if you come in Shine King enough,
right,
they'll be like, who are you?
Exactly.
Well, I'm saying, oh, that's who you are.
Exactly. But then you got to get, but then it's got to go beyond that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if I'm sitting there, all right, if I come to read my paper,
mm-hmm.
y'all, what's going on around here?
Exactly. You can let it, like, you know what, look, man, I just got here. I've been here, you know, 3-4 months trying to get a lay of the land.
Yeah.
What can you all tell me?
How can
my congregation play a part in trying to change the paradigm of what's going on over here?
Yes. What's happening?
Yeah.
With the school.
Yeah.
Let's go over there. We're having an assembly. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
who that man? That's where I'm here. Who?
From across the street. Exactly. What across the street? Where at? Oh, that church. The one we ain't know nothing about.
Yeah, come on. you know, he comes over and substitute teaches 2 times out of them.
That is. Now, did you were looking into that. What happened with that?
I'm still getting ready to probably, and believe it or not, from what I'm understanding is that, what's our county over from us?
The county?
Yeah.
Not DuPage.
It's short staff of teachers.
DuPage County is.
Yes.
Wow.
And I need to jump on.
Because you're technically still in Cook.
Yes.
But DuPage is the next county up.
Yeah, listen, they are short teachers.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
I need to get over, you know, maybe today I'll do something. I need to go run around, do a couple of things.
That's good. Look, y'all, we're going to take a real quick break. We apologize for those of you who are trying to watch on Facebook Live. It's all blame Facebook. Don't blame us. Blame Facebook. Don't blame us. But we're going to get it back together. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. 9 surprises in worship services that make guests return. I really want to pick your brain on some
surprise,
of these.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
I can really believe that's where we went. Look, it's Praise Break Friday. I don't want no trouble. Trouble from the producer. So we're going to come right back, y'all.
Have your hands in.
TTLO, we'll be right back, y'all.
Tell somebody he is wonderful.
He is wonderful.
Now put your preaching voice on. Say he is wonderful.
He is wonderful.
There are a lot of things I could not do for myself, but he did them for me. Tell somebody he is wonderful.
I brought my own shop with me. I just thought about it.
I like
it. I dare you to think about how wonderful it is. Isaiah said his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor,
Yes, sir.
The mighty God.
Oh,
somebody say the everlasting Father. Somebody just holler wonderful.
Wonderful.
I told y'all that was the word of the year. Look to your right and your left, say wonderful. May your week be wonderful. May the rest of your year be wonderful. May your whole life be wonderful. I don't mean to push it. I don't mean to push this point. But is there anybody that has proven himself to be wonderful? Just go to about three people and say, he is wonderful.
I know the people on Ustream can see this. I'm sorry, Facebook Live ain't on today. This,
I'm sorry.
We gonna need an usher for this one over here.
It'll get good right along in here.
Hey, you know what? It's I know we're gonna get to the article. It ain't nothing like being in a worship service when the spirit is allowed to just.
Listen, just sitting there, you're like, about to get messed up. Listen, in the words of Pastor Bell, you better take a picture right now because my makeup is about to fall.
I'm so serious.
I bet you not, because my face is about to fall.
I love being in worship services like that. The experience, and again, it ain't just for the shouting.
Yeah.
Because see, that doesn't just happen because somebody just played the music. That's a culmination.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And listen, you be doing this right here, and see it start. We're gonna take a break with me right now.
Oh God!
Yeah.
It's something about being in a room with worshipers and I said this last Sunday because I took myself out the pulpit for a few weeks and I was back in the pulpit on Sunday and I opened up the service and I said if just one person on every row. I said, all it takes is one person on your row. Look, I said, all it takes is one person on your row to think about the goodness of Jesus. I said, now you ought to get happy for the one person on your row.
On your row.
Come on now. Come on
you
now.
But then us, yeah! But don't hit that note, Twinkie. Don't hit that note.
Look, now you know in the Baptist church, you see the Baptist church wasn't like the holiness churches and the sanctified churches. So in the Baptist church, it all went on. Holy church didn't take nobody.
It didn't take no time.
Right.
I mean, we were just automatic.
But in the Baptist church, you had to have that one or two. That one that was guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Because you know if she got started. Because, you know, in the Baptist church, the men didn't really shout in the Baptist church.
Listen, we can walk out.
That's it. Look, let me find the quickest exit.
You start seeing that.
Right. Wait. And then they go out the back, and then you hear from the back. That's it. That's how. You know the men. We couldn't shout. It was frowned upon. It wasn't. See now, but in the holiness churches, you know.
What's our boy Lamar? Woo! Woo! Woo!
Oh God! You talk about. I remember. Man, it used to be like, oh my God! But the guys, I'm thinking about that now because now it's like normal.
Don't
but
lie.
You couldn't get the dudes just had to sit there and look rock a little bit.
I'm rocking, so I'm doing this.
Or I gotta go to the bathroom. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Listen, when they come out, they're sitting in the car.
Right. Then had to smoke a cigarette. Now you know it's bad when you got to smoke a
cigarette. Once you hear, there it goes.
Oh, yes, sir, baby. Oh, my God.
I mean, it was,
Oh, that was automatic. The guys didn't have no problem shouting in the Sanctified Church. But in the Baptist Church, we always had to be so refined.
Yeah.
And it's sad, but I think that's what that cost some of our churches. Because we kept trying to maintain this image of, well, we don't do all that over here. We don't have to do all that. And then when it did happen, and the reason why so many folk were scared, because it didn't happen. So
that was all that. Oh, no, what's wrong? What's wrong with it?
Like, and all the ushers
all
go running. All of them. All, I mean, because we used to have, you know, we had 3 doors. We had one on each. So that's 6. Feelings and yourself hurt.
And don't let pastor get happy. And the right person see him get
out. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
no. It's something about when you see your pastor get, yeah. When you see your pastor get shot.
Even Miss Goggins. Bless you, Miss Goggins.
These are your announcements. Danielle, don't kill me talking about her grandma. Miss Goggins just had a birthday, too. Danielle, how old is Miss Goggins now? I think Miss Goggins made, what, 334? She going to cuss me out on this thing. How? I'm waiting for her to text me. Danielle, how old did Miss Goggins just make? Because she just had a birthday a week or so ago. She did. I think she made something. I don't know if she hit the 90 mark yet, but, you know, around here. She 87. Claude Hemmer, that's 187. But she.
Miss Goggins.
And look, she said, and you're going to hell.
And you're going to hell.
And you're going to hell. You know chewing gum in the church. You do know chewing gum. You're going to hell.
Listen, we get into the uncle, but listen. Stuff like that. These folk won't ever know.
No, no.
Why that stuff is so funny right now.
I wish we had.
Oh, my God.
I wish we had camera phones just for a few days back then. Just to, because literally, you walk in, young man, why do you have your hands in your pocket? You walking around, you're going to go to hell. What is this with this walk with your arms swinging? Because, you know, little kids trying to, when you got that new suit on Easter. That is not of God. Chewing gum will send you to hell.
In the words of late James Horton, I want to know what this annual is about.
Oh, hey.
This annual.
He didn't play, hey. He was, hey. He got down in the semantics. Like, wait a minute. This the first one. How is this annual? What is it? But by end, y'all plan on having another one?
Y'all plan on having another one?
But man, those were, I mean, seriously, you don't get that no more. Now you got all this elaborate stuff. I mean, literally, she would sit there and I don't care what was going on. And that's why our announcer used to be in the middle of the service. Yeah. And literally, she'd come up there and she'd get up there. And then at the end, here is your thought for today. And literally, it would be something. Just so off the wall.
Off too, like,
it would just be like, well, you know, a bear and a monkey. That's your. And these have been your announcements for the day. You'll be sitting back like, what just happened?
Thank you for forgotten. Anyway, and see those. I mean, again, those things,
right,
is what we used to mimic,
right,
growing up,
right. See, now that's the now again. I can't tell Tyler Perry what to write, but that's the play he need to write. Make that movie.
Yes, the church folk.
How church used to be, or church folk, and create that man. Look here. Man, look, you make you a couple of them characters.
You, listen, I know we'll forget. And moving on.
Uh-huh.
Reverend Bronson, during his lifetime, would have his musical on Mondays.
Uh-huh.
And one year, I mean, we had shouted. I mean, shouted. And Tyrone was trying to calm everybody down.
Okay, okay.
Reverend Ross Epps just said, leave them alone. What's wrong with it, Tyrone? Aren't they supposed to praise him?
Uh-oh.
And why the rest of y'all sitting down? Yes! <that's> I gave us a license to go ahead!
I mean, you don't, you just didn't. Those were like real, real. Those are those moments, and you didn't mind being in church.
You didn't mind, because it was funny.
You didn't mind. It made the time fly by. And then we used to sit up and be like, okay, well, I just wonder what is the thought for the day going to be. But anyway, y'all, we got this great article, man. It's gonna be good. We're gonna jump right into it now. 9 surprises in worship services that made guests return. This is gonna be good. The writer is Tom Rainer. Y'all know Tom Rainer. Tom Rainer wrote 100,000 books. But Tom Rainer writes excellent books for church growth, church strategies. He does all of that. This is what the writer says. He says, in a recent Twitter survey, I asked respondents to share with me a singular event that impressed them in a church worship service. In fact, most of the respondents said they were delighted or surprised and that the one event made them desire to return to the church. He says, I am appreciative for all the responses, a pattern developed around 9 factors. Here are some representative quotes around each of the issues. Number 1, pastor.
Someone had an umbrella waiting for me in inclement weather.
Mm.
This comment was made for both snowy and rainy weather.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the response indicated that someone actually stayed next to them so that they would not slip and fall. That's wonderful.
It is.
I mean, and then, now I saw it more, and I'm trying to get it more here.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it a lot in the South.
Okay,
When I pastored Mike Screen and when I pastored Bethlehem Grove.
Okay.
Because I had an older congregation and you had to walk up the steps, you had to park in the parking lot, that we had people out there to help them.
Okay.
And that means that's hospitality.
Yeah. I was gonna ask you about that. So what as far as hospitality, is that something else that you, how was hospitality when you got to Second Baptist and how is it now?
We're still working on it.
Okay. Now you're coming on year two. Year 2, right. It's only been year 2. Seemed like been 3 or 4, but it's only year 2.
June, first Sunday of June will be my second. I came in 2015. So working on that, but making sure because we need parking lot attendance badly.
Mm-hmm.
I think every church should have parking lot attendance. So we're working on that. That's a part to me of hospitality.
Yeah, I know at my mom's church. Like say for instance, my mom invited family and friends there at any event. If you know you're bringing guests the following week, you go to the hospitality booth and you say, hey, look, I'm bringing 3 people with me this week. Here, and then you say, okay, what kind of car they got, and that's it.
Oh yes.
And then when you pull up at Rock of Ages, and they tell you to pull into the because they got the parking lot that's right across the street. That's where the guests park.
Yeah.
The members have to park in them other lots. So they say, here you go. Oh, you show us guests. Come on over here. And you get met at the door. They give you a little pass and say visit only. When you get in the door, they take that from you. They give you a little something, and then they take you on and say, well, do you know where your mama said that? I say, yeah, she's somewhere over in there. You know, yeah, but they're right. Yeah. But that's what they do. They walk you in, and they have umbrellas.
Don't mind your mama. We need Apple the cobbler. All right.
But the hospitality thing is awesome. I think it does help. It does help.
Yeah, we're going to work on that. Number 2.
Go ahead, number 2.
A member actually invited me to lunch. I admit I was surprised by the frequency of this response.
Mm.
This invitation had a huge impact on guests. I am trying, there's so many things we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I got to get my folks out of church school on time.
Okay.
Because we can have a few minutes of coffee hour, because we have coffee downstairs, and one of them brings a few donuts. But, I mean, they just, listen, church school starts, you're supposed to do 45 minutes of Sunday lesson.
Mm-hmm.
If you're supposed to do 45 minutes, and matter of fact, Sunday, I'm going to time it.
Okay.
And because if we really, we start at 9:30.
Okay.
All right, so by 9:35, we should be in our classes.
Mm-hmm.
So 9:35, 9:45, 9:55, 10:05, 10:15, 10:20.
Here you go.
You ought to be wrapping it up.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, because we pray now at 10:45. At 10:45, if you are participating in service, you have to be downstairs so we can pray.
if you are actively participating in service. So y'all have a large group prayer.
Oh yeah, we're trying.
Well, I mean, so it's not like the choir has a separate.
Everybody is participating.
Oh wow.
Working on it.
Okay.
They can't get
okay.
it. Yeah, they can't get it. Together.
Okay. I know here when one of the things that we've done is every auxiliary. Choir, praise team. Normally the choir and the praise team, they pray in the back before they come out and, you know, and have their little moment of consecration, whatever you want, you know, consecration, whatever you want to have. They do that, and then the deacons pray that morning. The ministers pray in the back. So that's normal. Okay, but you all do try to do it as one large
group. I'm going to have to start doing that from now on is I'm going to go up. I'm going to pray with the ushers. That's what I'm going to start doing.
Mm-hmm.
But then with the choir and the deacons and what have you, y'all get downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that means and inviting them to lunch. Sometimes folks just hungry. I mean, you're rushing to get out of service.
That's true.
And you got so
that's
many
true.
Things to do. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Let's go to number three. Number three says this. The kids area had leaders who were friendly and helpful.
Ooh.
It says this issue was obviously highly important to young families. I realize more than ever you keep or lose young families at the point you check the kids in or take them into class.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have it somewhere.
Now, do you all don't have a...
We were having children's church, but mm-hmm. getting the able people to make sure it runs.
Okay.
And now, if you're going to work with children, you have to have a background check.
You do. You
that's
just
no
do.
Question.
That's irresponsible this day and age. I'm sorry.
You just have to be subject to it. If you're going to say, well, I want to work with children,
yeah.
that's great. What's your background?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're becoming very... heavy on that. All right, number four.
Go ahead, number four says.
There was time for meaningful prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I continue to be grateful, amazed at how important prayer is to guests. They love the times of choir when people are asked to pray silently and also love guided prayers. Now,
mm-hmm.
for the last couple of Sundays,
mm-hmm.
thank you, Jesus,
mm-hmm.
when we have altar call, mm-hmm. I have told people, to have your own altar where you are.
Okay.
Grab someone by the hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started this, and I believe I'm going to do it continually. Right after prayer, we go into a worship song.
Mm-hmm.
I lead to the worship song.
Yeah.
And it's been flowing a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a whole lot better.
That's good, though. That's good. It's been a few times I've challenged us. We do open altar calls, but then it's been a few times I've challenged people. I said, go grab somebody that you don't know and just start praying.
And I think that's
just grab the hand of somebody that you don't know.
Yeah.
And just start praying. And people love, you know, and I asked people to come up to me after church. It's like, man, you know, I really didn't know what I was going to say, but I'm glad you did it. You know, I'm glad because what happens is, you know, when prayers are sincere.
Yes.
You can actually pour into somebody when a prayer is sincere. A lot of times, you know, when it's the intercessory prayer that's on the schedule in the bulletin, you know, people are doing this. We're like, okay, he's gonna pray for 4 minutes and then we'll be done. So people zone out.
Yeah, I mean they do
yeah,
everything else.
You know,
but then since we're going into and then Dr. Michaela McQuarrie,
okay,
at ITC, before she starts any class, she says, take a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And breathe.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
And when I tell you that does a whole, I mean, that gets everybody.
Well, yeah, because if you don't, you in there like this. You on 10.
I said, come on, y'all. And listen, and it may not mean a whole lot. And she even says, reach up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Pull it to you.
Yeah, that's good.
And then let it. And I'm like.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Amen.
That's good. That's good. Number five says, someone walked us where we were supposed to go. Again, you all, we're talking about nine surprises in worship services that made guests return. Again, it says, someone walked us where we were supposed to go. Every place in a church facility is unknown to a first-time guest.
Very much so.
They love greeters staying with them and taking the fear of the unknown away. This is something that I believe every church should have. You should have greeters. You should actually have a greeter, whether it's part of your hospitality ministry or whatever. But, I mean, take it to a level of this. If it's a first-time visitor, you got somebody else. You don't take the person off the door, but you have a team of people.
Yes.
And this is how you get the young folk involved.
Yes.
You say, hey, look, coming in. Okay, I got this couple. Just come. Walk them up. Let them know where the bathrooms are.
Yes.
Male bathroom on that side. Ladies bathroom on that side. And then take them on up to an usher. And then let the usher do the rest. You got to do that. That way, in the middle of the service, they got to get up. They ain't around asking, which way is the bathroom?
How we do this then? Which way we got to go?
You know, or let them know which way, you know, how you, because some folk come in, they may come in one door and forget where they came in at, how you get back to the parking lot, you know. So all those things are necessary if you're having people, if you're having an afternoon program. 9 times out of 10, you got guests. They ain't never been in your church.
They don't know where they're going.
They don't have a clue.
No.
Because I've seen folk coming in this big old building, come in, walk all the way downstairs, and then come up the back, and then be like, well, ma'am, you could have went up the stairs right there. Baby, I'm tired.
I ain't know
where. Right, had to get them a chair.
Go over there.
Oh, my God. This is good. This is good. Let's keep going. Number six.
There was a genuine friendliness outside of the stand and greet time.
Mm.
Amen. I have come to the conclusion that church members tend to like the stand and greet time more than guests do.
That's true.
In fact, most guests see that the stand and greet time are artificial, especially if members are not friendly outside that time. I agree.
I've always been on the fence about greeting the visitors. The whole, you know, will our visitors please stand and all that. I've always been on the fence about it. And mainly since I've been doing this show, because there's been pros and cons to it.
Yes.
But it's starting to seem like when you watch, I think it depends on your church.
Yes.
Because if your people are not friendly, here's the deal. Sometimes you got members hanging out in the hallway when guests are coming in the door. And if you saw me come in and you looked at me funny and I kept walking, I don't know where I'm.
I have to personally and right through here thank Minister Kirk Carr. What a gift. You know, I just believe that God has the right person for the right person to make the right connection. And I've had many producers, many times that I've recorded. This man picked up my spirit, my God consciousness, that I feel what you feel, even what you're going through in your life. This man could be anywhere. I mean, the world is calling for him, and I thank God he came to see about little old me. Come on, let's thank God for Minister Kirk. Ah! Woo! Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you. Tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you. And the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever.
Tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting,
might be crying,
might be crying,
you might be crying,
you might be worrying,
you might be worrying and frustrated too.
riding on that airplane that day.
My.
I thought about everything you'd been through.
Yeah.
And everything the people of New Orleans have been through.
Oh, we've been through a lot.
And I started thinking, what is the solution?
I pray for you.
And God said, tell him to pray.
That's
you
it.
Pray for me.
And watch him change.
Watch
things.
God watch change.
Woo!
Yeah.
I pray for
oh, and you pray for me.
You pray for me. And watch God change me. And I'll pray for you. You pray for me. And watch God change me.
If you just get on your lunch break, would you just take a moment out to pray for me? Because I'm going to be praying for you.
Watch God.
Now, you know what's going to happen if you pray for somebody around you. Just look at somebody and tell them, I'll pray for you. You pray for me. What's getting ready to happen?
Watch God.
And we had to educate our people too. I'm sorry, we're back, you guys, on Blog Talk Radio. We had some technical difficulties. We had to educate our people too, because members be the first ones to get offended.
Yes.
That no, you know, this is the way this works.
Yes.
This is not our food. Yes, we went and purchased, you know, by the pound.
But yeah, by
through
now,
the food pantry.
Yeah,
thing,
that's our country. But we still have to abide.
There are rules.
And you never know when an inspector
is going to be in the line. Is going to show up in the line and be sitting over there, be standing right behind you when you don't check so-and-so ID. When you say, oh, hey, sister girl, go ahead.
No.
Get you shut right down.
Sure will.
Get you shut right down. Let's keep going. 9 surprises in worship services that made guests return. Number 8. Go for it.
I loved having the opportunity to speak with the pastor.
This is
in
good.
Some churches, this conversation took place in a reception room after the service. In other churches, the pastor called or wrote a personal email that was obviously not a form email.
Oh, wow.
Yes, really love hearing from the pastor.
Now, that's good.
I learned going to the back door,
mm-hmm.
to the door,
yep.
when people get ready to go. Makes a very big impact.
Pastor Ray, not towards the end, but when I first came back over here, that was something he always did. He go to the back and said, come stand in the back with me. Come on. And we stand at that back center aisle, and he shook every hand that came up that aisle. If he saw visitors, he went right. Mind you, he went around and shook their hand during the visitation time. But then if he saw them afterwards, he went up and said, thank you for coming. And he shook their hand. And he just made yourself accessible.
I agree with that.
A lot of times, because I've been to some churches, especially pastors who preach real hard. They preach and then they go back to their office.
Yeah.
I know you got to change your shirt and whatever, bro. But, man, put a towel around your neck and stand up here for 10 minutes.
Let me shake some hands.
Yeah. And Pastor Gerald Dew told me this. He says, let me make sure I correct that, Dr. Gerald Dew from the Northern Seminary, Theological Seminary in, over there. Yeah.
Lamar.
Yeah. As he say, earned doctorate.
Yeah, earned. I we said that earned.
Pastor had been a little sick. So I knew his shirt was wet underneath. So his wife had told me, former first lady said, make sure you get him down to the office so he can take that wet shirt off. I said, okay. So at the end, but he was trying to talk to people. So I'm pulling. Come on, Pastor. And Pastor Dew said, look here, man. He said, he need to get about that. I said, this suit is getting wet. He said, look here. If you want him to be able to buy some more suits, you better let him talk to these people.
Listen, I thank God that it's been good. I didn't understand back in the day why a pastor had his cape on.
That's what that was for.
Because especially up here.
I thought it was part of just the outfit, but that thing is actually to hold in some heat.
Yeah.
And when you're sweating, to cover you up, because you start sweating and you get cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm thank the Lord that we.
Do you have a cape?
I do. It's out south though.
Oh, you didn't ship it up here?
But I'm going to ship it up here.
Okay.
They didn't understand it at first. Listen, baby, I'm going to get me one of them preacher hats with the thing, because I'm bald head.
Uh-huh.
And when them doors come open,
uh-huh.
and you've been sweating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah. Yes, that's asking for it. That's,
put this on my head, baby.
That's asking for it.
Y'all call me whatever y'all want to call me. Pope, your Eminem, your grandness, but I'm going to be your wellness.
Okay. I thought about this the other day with the whole thing with the capes. I said, you know what? I wonder, could I get one of them James Brown capes and have somebody just come and sort
nurse and...
And go down on one knee.
Yes, sir.
Please. Oh, my God. Number nine says, I received a gift at the end of the service. He says, many guests love receiving a gift for their visit. Their favorite gift are freshly baked cookies or freshly baked bread. Everybody can't cook now. But any gift is appreciated. Let's be sure, though. But that's not.
You can get a little. You can get your pencil and some paper and some Kleenex. And some peppermint in a nice bag.
That's what y'all got?
Going back, getting back to it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, we actually have. We give a little gift bag, and I think it's got something to keep notes on.
Yeah.
I think it's got a pen in there. Tell you, help me out. What else is in that gift bag? We give our new visitors, our new first time. I don't know if some candy in there, but you know what though? What something? And I know, you know, folks in the Baptist Church, we eat too much. I understand that. But if you had a table or something set up. You ain't got to have fresh baked cookies. You can go to Costco and get them. They just made them that morning anyway. Or you can buy them on Saturday because they just cooked them and had them and had a little tray out there. And for first time guests or visitors, or a little visitor station, while you filling out the card, eat a cookie.
There you go.
Eat a cookie and have some little juices in a little cooler or something.
And
it's most
simple.
It doesn't cost a lot, but it shows you at least thinking about the people. It shows you at least thinking about the people.
Trying to.
Exactly. And see, because unfortunately, we have the bad habit of only doing it on, like, church anniversary or family and friends day.
It needs to be a constant thing.
Folks know you're perpetrating, too. Let's keep going. He says, keep in mind, those who responded to our survey noted only one of these nine surprises that caused them to return. They considered any of these efforts above and beyond what they expected. Wow. That's good. So. Let's talk about this. We got, 9 minutes. We're going to be on time today. Praise the Lord.
Ooh,
praise the Lord.
We're
going to be on time.
I want a chicken wing. But go ahead.
oh, God. So we got, what's your thoughts? Like, if there was a major change, I know you guys are still looking into audio, video stuff. Sound system and all that. But if there was a major change you could do right now that you think would be a major impact in your church, what would it be? That you could do tomorrow, like half a Sunday.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I know you need a choir director. It's the children's Sunday. My greeting ministry would be on target. My parking lot ministry would be on target.
Mm-hmm.
And the follow up, those things. The problem that I'm having, and most churches are having now, is with the commitment level of people.
Because you wear out your committed folk.
Yeah.
Yeah, they you can.
I mean, I'm depending on you to be there. Or I was sick.
And you couldn't call.
Oh, I Pastor, I just didn't feel like.
Wow.
Hey, I didn't feel like.
I think that's one of the biggest things is that if you think if you had a choir director MD same thing is that you
medical doctor
minister
musical director
yeah, right musical right or minister of music
yeah,
whatever they're being called these days
there are. Trying to change a culture of people sometimes is very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Trying to get them there.
Mm-hmm.
And I want our people to get out of that ado spirit.
Mm-mm. Woo! That'll do. That's a sermon right there.
That'll do. Yeah. That's going to be the title of the sermon for next Sunday, too. That'll do.
No,
I'm not preaching for Sunday.
Okay.
We should want to be here first Sunday month. But,
are you preaching? You are preaching this Sunday then, are you?
No, I'm preaching. I'm preaching Sunday.
For kids Sunday?
Yeah, I'm preaching.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm gonna talk about what's in your name. But
okay.
Fourth Sunday I'm not preaching. Lucia want to be here for for Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
But Monday, I'm going to talk about, the following Sunday, I'm going to talk about Ananias and Sapphira.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
Talking about, you know, that'll do.
Come on now.
Just give them this, that'll do. Yeah, that'll do.
My God. Look, y'all, this has been fun. Despite the technical difficulties, I understand Facebook Live. Look, don't blame me. Blame Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Holler at Zuckerberg. Your stuff wasn't working today.
Oh, Zuckerberg.
Can we get a couple dollars?
Well, take it for the upbuilding of God's kingdom, man. You can give it to my food pantry.
What you got? What you got coming up?
We just have...
Is you Sunday this Sunday?
Yeah, the children are singing. Trying to get more of that into the works. And that's why I have to be in class on Monday, pretty much, right? But otherwise, Black History Celebration will be fourth Sunday morning.
So you flying back out again?
I'm flying out Monday. I'll be back Tuesday.
Okay. What I got going on over here at the Kingdom on Sunday? Maybe I'll come through.
At the Kingdom.
Maybe I'll roll through Second Baptist.
You got to be here at the Kingdom.
And see what's going on.
At the Kingdom.
And see what's going on.
Yeah, we're glad to have you.
Anyway, all right, so pray us out, man. It's time to go.
Right. Father God, we thank you for who you are in our lives, and we pray, God, for those who are bereaved and distressed and confined on today. We pray, God, that you would make us better in our walk and in our talk, God. Help us to be strong so we can be strong for our communities. We ask, God, that you would be with us and send by us all during this week. God, we ask for protection out on the streets of Chicago and throughout everywhere, God. We pray that you would breathe on us and give us what we need. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, we got to go. Y'all have a blessed, and please, it's going to be nice out, so have a safe weekend.
Oh, barbecue.
We gonna end this thing like they used to with the one song that used to play on WVON and the rest of them song when there was the only gospel song they would play on the radio. Be grateful. You remember it. That's how we gonna end it. Y'all stay blessed and stay grateful, y'all. We got to go.
Oh, have
C-T-L-O.